Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter @Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeIncTV. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter @grudgeinc. Like us on Facebook @facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, Email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
VP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. VP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. VP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. VP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudging.us. Once again, watch.
You are now logged in to grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Thursday. This is Miss Foxbody, and your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. If you have anything to say, please press 1, and we will turn your mic on. If you don't have anything to say, please feel free to just listen in. Also, if you have any background noise going on, please just mute your phone. Thank you. Hello, Tricky Ricky. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself today?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking.
That's good. That's good. How's the weather down there? Y'all all right?
It's hot.
Not getting caught up in nothing. It's hot.
Yes.
Yes. It was hot up here today. So I think we about to get used to this hot heat and racing weather. But that's good. What's been going on in Macon?
Nothing lately. Nothing at all. It's been kind of slow down at the track. Don't have anything going on. Sadly, I'm hoping this weekend to be something good going on. I haven't contact anybody to find out anything.
Okay. Well, we got it in real big up here this weekend at Maryland International Raceway at the Custom Tees Door Slammers Nationals. We had Tony Bynes, Trigger Man, and Cowboy come up to race. You had Scotty G from Florida came up the race. You had Don Ye from Chicago come up the race, and it was a great day. I got to the track a little late, but saw plenty of action. Saw some races that were what's the best word I can use for it? I'd just say very questionable on what was going on. I had reached out to some of the participants in the grudge races that took place Sunday to come on the show and tell their side of, you know, their Sunday experience in Maryland, along with, you know, giving us a brief description of their race. A couple races took place, had quite a few people with big question marks on their mind. One was the race with William Brown at the driving the Jigaboo Malibu of his brothers, racing Don Ye out of Chicago, where Don Ye and William Brown and the Jigaboo was supposed to be racing motor for motor, head up quarter mile. Excuse me. And to me and probably everybody at the racetrack looked like Don Ye sprayed, but he said he didn't. I think I know William Brown, he can probably come on here and correct it, but from what I heard, I think they said he didn't check the car, but he did go over and look at the engine after the run. You know, but they paid up and said, you know, they got put in the trick bag, but it's racing. It is what it is. Quite a few people questioned the race between, I don't want to say question, but wondered why. Yeah, let me say that. They wondered why G Money ran Tony Bynes in the Gangsta Boo when everybody thought it was a better race with G Money's Nova versus Dillinger Nova, and wondered why G Money's partner, Wicked Bird, didn't attempt to run the Gangsta Boo 2 with his Thunderbird, considering it's a chassis car. And I don't care what Tony say, the Gangsta Boo 2 is a chassis car, because I didn't see no stock frame in the front. It might got some stock frame on the side as a perimeter frame, but it got no stock frame in the front. It's a ladder bar car. So those are some questions that a lot of people had and wanted to get some answers to. There was also a little controversial final in the back half shootout where Scoop, George Williams' son, and their nice-looking 69 Camaro, and Keith Brandt had a deal where they made it to the final, and Keith had a issue with his transmission, and it was said that he agreed that he couldn't make the call. I ain't gonna say he agreed. He said he was broke, but he agreed with George Williams that all he would do would roll up, take the tree, and back out the light. And that really wasn't the case. George Scoop's car backfired on the start line. The tree came down, and Keith took off. He went through the wind light. He got the wind light first and thought he won. But in the end, you know, because he said he was broke and he agreed to do a certain thing, you know, that kind of negated him from the win. But in the end, I think all parties were satisfied with the payout and the way that the situation went down. And I think Scoop still has the back half belt, the Custom Tees Racing back half belt. He still retains that. So not exactly sure when the next event is and when that belt will be up on the line, but I'm sure Monster will get on here and let us know. Today, also, I wanted to, excuse me one second. Okay. today I wanted to talk a little bit about camps and crews, if that's the way you want to look at it. Is a crew or camp necessary in grudge racing? And who should be allowed, who should and shouldn't be allowed to make calls for the car that's being raced out of that crew or that camp? Also, this that's going to be the topic for today. And who should or should not be able to make calls for the car that's racing in the camp or the crew, and are crews or camps necessary in the grudge game? This weekend here at Capital Raceway, which have been making some major improvements at the track. They was posting some pictures on Facebook where they was redoing the timing system. I believe that's what it was on the start line. I think they was putting up a new tree, but they showed pictures where they was doing the rollout and stuff on the start line with the pre-stage and stage beams and stuff like that. They got a big event going on this weekend. They got the Pro Mods at Capital and the Outlaw 10-5 Warrior program, Warriors Racing for Warriors. They just had the event Saturday up at Beaver Springs. Two different winners for two different days. So that famous Blue Ford Falcon has a belt in that group, and he has to defend it Saturday. From my understanding, all those J.C. Richardson fans, J.C. Richardson is supposed to come up and participate in the Warriors 10-5 program Saturday at Capital Raceway. And Wednesday is War on Wednesday at Buzz Creek. So this weekend, Friday or Sunday, Saturday if you may, or Wednesday night, anybody has the floor if they want to call somebody out. No steal Sunday pass. There were quite a few people who were going around the track trying to get races, and nobody still wanted to do nothing. But, you know, everybody was barking, and nobody moved off the porch. So if you still got a man in your eyesight that you want to get at, you know, today is the day to do it, this weekend or Wednesday night. Most people like the big lights down there, but so that'll be your chance to do it. So with all that said, I think I'm about done with my preliminary conversation. We're going to go to the phone lines and see what we got going. Who do we have in the queue, Ms. Foxbody?
Right now we have Kevin. Kevin, your mic is on.
Okay, what'd you
What's happening, Rick?
I'm checking in with you.
What's going on, man? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, just trying to relax, man, catch up on some rest. That's it.
I know, that's right. You sound tired. You don't normally sound that way.
Yeah, man, I'm a little tired. You know, weather been beating us up, and I was in that truck all last week and this week. I'm just tired. Came home, just got home tired.
Yeah. Hey, your man came out here. He looked real nice. I'm not going to hate on him. He looked real nice, but I think he put some people in the trick bag out here, but I think I need to make it my priority to come that way if I can, on that upcoming race I got going on.
On the 15th?
Yeah, and get some revenge for the Maryland, Virginia guys on Don. Yeah, I think he did them people real, real shafty.
What happened?
He said they was running on motor, but like I said in my opening comments, myself and many others have never seen a car leave the line, pick the wheel up, and at 100 feet out, pick the wheel up again on motor.
Wow.
He said he didn't.
Right.
I can't argue with the story because I wasn't in the race, but just looking at it, and Biz tried to defend Donye on Grudge Racer. When, you know, he talked about it on Grudge Racer, and I tried to explain to Biz that if you're not at the race, it's not much that you can say other than, you know, you trying to defend your homeboy, and there's nothing wrong with that. But Tony Bynes came on there and said something, and I don't really know what it was between Tony Bynes and Donye, but Donye said Tony started the fact that, you know, he was spraying, and they was trying to do a race, and he didn't want to race him. So, but Tony saw it just like everybody else at the track saw it, and the race in question looked questionable, as if he sprayed when he was supposed to be on motor. Now, if he got a motor that can do that, I mean, more power to him, because the motherfucker looked like a scraping ape on motor. But yeah, maybe it's water under the bridge now. I don't know. William Brown did say he would get a chance to get on here today, so maybe he can, you know, tell his side of the story, whether they actually, you know, went over the car or not, or what that deal was.
Right. I don't know. I didn't hear nothing about him, so just now. And then I heard something about on Biz's show that he had raced. But I don't know. I'll try to see if I can get in touch with for you real quick.
Yeah, well, I texted him already. He said he'd be able to call in about 8:30, so
okay.
He should be able
right,
to get him on soon. Yeah.
Right.
So if you don't mind, hold tight. Let me get a couple more of these callers that we got in the queue. Ms. Foxbody, who else do we have?
Rick, your mic is on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Ain't a whole lot. I'm just speaking for the Wolfpack and Long Island Joe. I mean, he come up with the same thing that we come up with. I mean, we love trash talking as well as you do. But, you know, they put a whole bunch this time. And, I mean, a couple races we couldn't run. You know, because, I mean, we already knew it was too much going on. But anyway,
right.
To me, racing is this. Talk your trash, leave all the fights for the ring, you understand what I'm saying? And come out and have a good time. And, you know, more people will race you if you come out to have a good time more than to come out and fight. So I look at racing like that. So if everybody, you know, keep that in mind, talk your trash, but come out to race. Everybody fight, but we don't need that. Love all y'all.
We definitely don't need that. Now, with that being said, was that something that took place this weekend, or
no?
You just speaking in general.
Yeah, in general. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we all men. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to stay as men, and you know, it's just something other that I just want to add. You know what I mean? Because the race game, a lot of people not racing, and you know, since you're not racing because certain issues, different places, then it can lead to other things. So that's all. I'm just putting that in there, you know. That's all.
Right. Okay. Well, do you think that you're a part of Wolfpack, so I would assume that you would say that, you know, you don't see there being a problem with a crew or a camp in the Grudge game, but who do you think should and should not make calls for a specific car in the camp on a race?
We probably 200 deep with everybody, but we have people inside the group that make the calls. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, we're in a group, and, you know, we have presidents, and we have people who created the group, and, you know, we figure that they should make the calls.
Okay, so it's for the Wolfpack, it's a collective effort of a group of people.
Yep, and we still got somebody who make the calls.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
And
Nothing wrong with that.
And what you're saying is good. That's a good thing.
Okay. All right.
You know,
I appreciate
like,
that.
Yeah, you know, if you win anybody, it always should have somebody at the end, you know what I mean, and say, well, look, we're going to do it or we ain't going to do it. And, you know.
Well, that and also camp, click, group. Whatever, however you want to word it, and I kind of witnessed a little bit of this weekend. you and whoever that you're rolling with, I just put it that way, whoever you're rolling with, y'all got to be on the same page.
Well,
if you're not on the same page, then I'm saying y'all, you never see eye to eye, and it seems like it's always one person hating on the other person, and, you know, shit don't run smoothly, and, you know what I'm saying, it's always some kind of conversation there in the end. You know what I mean? Just because y'all not on the same page.
Okay, well, let me put it to you like this. It's not in our group. We all knew each other.
No. I'm not speaking on Wolfpack. I'm just saying, in general, if you got a group or a clique or a camp or however you want to word it, and everybody in that group ain't on the same page, then it's always going to be a problem in the end. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Well,
especially when it comes to a race.
Well, if it ain't working out, then you know what you got to do. You got to move on. You know, if you stick around, I mean, you're going to get in the mud. No, nobody move fast in the mud, so that's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Like I said, we done been in deep, and we as a team. When you see us, man, we come to have a good time. We come to race and come to have a good time. And if we see something too big for us, then we just got to wait till the next round. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Did y'all get any action this weekend? I know Joe was kind of barking up y'all tree good.
And we still behind them. You know what I mean? That's the way we roll. Lose, win, or draw. Yeah, we had one car went out there, but, I mean, you know, like I said, we still as a team. Win, lose, or draw.
Right, right, right.
We come up, we pull up, if we lose, ain't nobody mad. You know? We come back next, even stronger. You know what I mean? So, that's a team.
I hear you. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep. Joe, he got a hold. I mean, since I learned him a little bit and seen him a little bit, he kind of like act the same way. So a lot of times he might not race people because he figures he's gonna go something further than the race. You know. So. But
who was that you said? I didn't hear the name. Who was that you said?
I said Joe Long Island Joe that be coming here racing.
Oh, yeah.
He never met the cat. You know that good, but I mean. I see, you know, his atmosphere and the people that hangs around, they come to race, come to win money, or, you know, whatever. Everybody come to win, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that's just the way I see it with any of y'all. I've been watching races probably for about 50 years, you know. And to me, that's a race. If somebody too big for you, even while you're at the track, just leave it alone. Let somebody else get it.
Yeah. Because
you're going to get knocked off sooner or later, no matter whoever you are. Like I said, a race
starts from the beginning. Oh, that's definitely. Okay. Well, I appreciate that view. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything can happen. I don't care how many stages you got or whatever. You know, if it ain't working from the beginning to the ending, I mean, you got a loss, no matter whoever you are.
Yeah, well, we saw that live and in person with Big George and Kenny Beecham.
I mean, I watch it everywhere. Pro stocks, you know, and funny cars and, you know, dragsters, if you smoke the tires or whatever might happen. If a film will go out.
Exactly.
I mean, like I said, it starts from the line to the end. So if you jump on somebody, hey, it's got to go from the beginning to the end.
Yep, you're definitely right about that, Rick. Hey, well, listen, we got a couple more callers in the queue. So if you don't mind, let me go on to the next one. But you stay right there for me, please.
Do your thing, bud. I'm listening.
All right. Miss Foxbody, who else do we have next?
Running Bear, your mic is on.
Hey, what's up,
Running
Rick?
Bear.
Yeah,
what's going on, sir?
Not much, sitting in the garage listening.
I guess you would just be chilling all this week after all that scratch you won this weekend.
Oh, yeah, but you know, man, you know how we do it in DMV. We do what we do, and we play a little
bit.
Yeah.
So how was that with those, if anybody didn't know, Tony Bynes also came to Virginia Motorsports Park Saturday at the William Brown race, and they jumped on Running Bear with Dillinger, which was a Nova, 129s, no bars. And Running Bear did some unspeakable shit to Dillinger. I don't know if they won that race back, but I didn't see anything happen Sunday at MIR. But how was that race Saturday?
Well, Trick, I'm going to tell you, when Tony Bynes, when they came over to my camp, man, and they wanted to run, you know, And they had been around through the crowd before they got to me. And I said to myself, I said, I'm not going to let these guys come here and ain't nobody going to run them. So when they jumped on me with the Dillinger, I said, yeah, I'll run you. And I know they had more motor than what I had, and I already know all that, but win or lose, I went out there and ran them. And Tony Bynum did his John Force burnout all the way to the 8th mile, and, you know, I did my little short burnout and sat there and waited on them. And when the tree dropped, I kicked him forward the gate, and he couldn't get it back. And like I said, he came back and won another race, but he wanted to give me the back tire. I told him, no, give me the go, and I'll give you another one. They won't give me the go. So the same thing happened.
So the first race was head-up?
Yeah, it was a head-up race. You know, I know. I told him, I said, look, I won a race. I didn't beat you. I said, I won a race. I said, but, and I said, I told him, you know why I won the race. I said, but I'm not going to run you again, and you give me the back tire. I said, you give me the go, I'll run you again. They wouldn't give me the go, so we didn't run. And they approached me Sunday up in Maryland with the same thing, and I told them the same thing. You know, you give me the go, we can run. You know, I said, you got twice my motor. I got a small block, and you got a big block. And you got twice, cubic inches is twice mine, you know. And
right.
he won't do it. And then he done called this week. I'm going down to Thunder Valley Saturday. And he wants to run me with the Dillinger, and I'll run him. If he give me the go, I will run him.
Okay. Good. Anybody else from down Virginia other than Kenny do something this weekend in the Grudge Racing? I know JC was in the back half shootout, and he lost the first round against Scoot, and then he had a nice little backfire at the end of the track.
Yeah, he had Scoop cover, and he had that backfire, and Scoop come around him. I don't no more than the Horseman and Big George. That's all I know of. But I think they'll be coming back up there. I think they're coming up that way Saturday to a back half shootout up there somewhere.
No, he's coming from the Outlaw 10-5 program that I run in.
Okay.
Capital Raceway.
Yeah, if I hadn't committed myself, I would be up there too. But I committed myself to go down to Thunder Valley, and I'm hoping Tony Bynum will come around and go ahead and give me the go, and I can get back with the Dillons again. You know, because I kind of messed his record up. He was 5-0 until he got to me. And
hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what we do, you know. And I'm going down there. If he give me the race that I want, then I'll run it.
Okay.
It ain't like I ain't scared of him. But I also know, you know, I seen the video. I saw what happened. Hey, man, you know, if he had took them no dose at the tree, he probably would have ran me down. You know,
right.
But, I was out there on him. He couldn't get it. The real estate ran out on him. But, you know, it's all good. I will give. I don't want them to think that I'm scared to run him. But if he give me the race that I want, then I'll run him again. And Virginia Slim, he ran him with the Gangsta Boo. And as far as I'm concerned, Virginia Slim gave him too much with the Gangsta Boo.
Yeah, I kind of saw that. Now, he gave him the back tie and the clear or something. Or the kicker.
He gave him the
like
back tire and the brake.
Back tire and the brake.
Yeah, back tire and the brake.
Yeah, they might have underestimated that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's get a couple more of these people in the queue. Ms. Foxbody, who else do we have?
Our next caller is Munster. Munster, your mic is on.
Moss.
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Not a whole lot, Rick. Just listening to the show tonight. Just called in to thank everybody for coming out, supporting the race last Sunday. Well, for Saturday, Wham Brown, and then Sunday coming back up the road to Buzz Creek. So just want to thank everybody and let them know we're working on some things to make things even smoother for them. So, yeah.
Now, earlier yesterday, I saw on Facebook where, for those who don't know, if you're not in the Facebook, you might want to just create a Facebook page to kind of keep up with little tidbits of stuff that's going on here and there, because it gets talked about more on there than it does out in open. But for those that remember Old Dominion Speedway, y'all was in Manassas. they have moved to the Fredericksburg area off of 95. It's supposed to be opening up next year. And Main Man Monsters stated on there that they have already contacted Custom Tees Racing about putting some programs down there at this multi-million-dollar facility. So what's the deal with that, Monster?
Well, Carol Carter out of CNC Motorsports, Carol and the guy that's putting that together, they're real good friends. And a couple years ago, we did index racing over at Old Dominion with Carol. And the guy, they had such a big response from people and cars and stuff, but Old Dominion was a little short at the time for the speeds that our cars travel. So it was kind of funny. I always told Steve, I said, look, I want the first call when you go to put this new racetrack together I've been hearing about so that we can come down and be part of the show. So he called me today, and he said, I promised you you'd be the first call. So he said, so what are we doing? I said, you just pick any date, get your schedule, we'll sit down with you, and we'll do the index race and bring in some match races. I said, but, man, I got to break the place in, and I'm pretty sure Larry would, too, definitely like to do something on the grudge side. And he said, well, from what I'm hearing, whatever Larry want to do, you guys want to do, or Carol, doesn't matter, but I just wanted to make sure I kept my promise to you, and I told him I appreciate it, So, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. What I hear, it's going to be all concrete, the whole track. So she's going to be right.
Okay. Now, I don't know if I got to the track late or I just didn't see the race, but did Ronnie Bell and Derek Barnes race over Sunday?
No, Ronnie's car didn't come down the road. They didn't.
Okay.
They wasn't able to get there. He was at the VMP and something happened to the car. So, yep. So they brought another car over here, but I told Derek and them, I said, no, we can't do that. So, but Joe's got a race that we're going to support him on and be there and be a part of on July 27th at Fayetteville. So, depending on what Dirk and I've got, Joe's going to actually be coming on here, and he's probably already in the queue, and he's going to come on and, just talk about some things he's doing. But something I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, when we did the race there the past Sunday, the staging lanes got a little bogged down with golf carts and stuff like that. So we were left there Sunday night, and Monday morning, 7:30, the phone rang, and Larry, everybody put their brain together. We're going to down there on August 3rd so we can keep the lanes to where we can keep things and see what's going on, and all the guys are setting up their races. You know behind the gas pumps, Rick, at Buzz Creek, right there in front of the staging lane, it's an open area that's not striped in.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You ever been there and seen they put the car show there?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to rope that all off, and that'll be where all the grudge racers go and set up their runs. And when they get their run set up, they'll get an envelope that they put their money in and put their name on and who they are, give us the envelope at the bottom of staging, then they keep rolling right around to go race. So we can try to keep it more settled in there. And I think that's going to help us out by putting, hey, how you doing, putting that over there to the guys get over there and get everything set up instead of tying the lanes up, trying to figure out what they're going to do. And it'll be there all day. Nobody will be able to park in there except the grudge cars. You with me?
I got you.
Yeah. And what it'll do, it'll take it from where we can't get cars around the race and different things happening. It'll be a little more settled and more less stress on us. You know, because when you're ready to race, my guy be at the bottom of the stadium. You give him the envelope, he come up front with it, it's time to go. You with me?
Right.
Everybody,
okay.
Yeah, August 3rd, we also. So they know this now. August 3rd, from 12 noon to 6:45 p.m., and I'm going to state this every week that you allow me, it's test and tune shakedown. From 7 p.m. to 1 in the morning, lock grudge races have priority.
Oh, shit.
That's what we're doing. Now, the shakedown test and tune, guys, as time allows, and I'm going to say it every week, so I don't have people coming to me raising canes saying that they can get a run because they sat in the pit all day. You know, and they hurt the people that were there to race, you know, but we got it all straight. You know, it's just a matter of seeing what was going on and understanding what we got to do to fix it. So I think having everybody knowing from 12 noon to 6:45 p.m. is test and tune shakedown. From 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning, the lock grudge race has got priority. No matter what we're doing, we're going to shut that lane off, and whoever's got the lock grudge race, as long as they strapped in the cars, their money's in the envelope, we send them through. Then we'll go back, if we time allowing, to the test and tune guys. You with me?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. I think putting that alley across the street, the garage alley, I think that's going to make it even better for us because we won't have cars bottlenecked or 52 million golf carts blocking the lanes up. You with me?
Got you. Yeah.
So, yeah, because I had a couple of people who were concerned, and they texted me and called me, and I told them flat out, I said, man, when you pull up and leave the car, it just puts us in a bad situation. You know, when we're trying to keep things moving and we can't find the driver of the car, he bad,
yep.
And I understand. It's funny. He back there trying to get his money on somebody, you know? So I figured putting that across there, it was a group that thought, hey, man, let's utilize that space and let them go over there. They'll pull in on the backside of it, and they can park anywhere they want in there. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of room in there. So you can probably get 30, 40 cars in there, and they can do what they do. When they're ready, they go over to my guy at the bottom of staging, say, here's the envelope. We'll be ready to go. We look. Give us a few minutes. We can get it done. You know, that way, one of the problems was you had so many different races that you had to keep changing the computer both ways. So
right.
We didn't want to mess up on anybody. So, and we got the lanes figured out. If you're going to run the quarter mile, you know, we got that figured out. You're going to run the eighth, we got that figured out. But the problem is we had that the last time, but the golf carts and everybody leaving the cars kind of made it a discombobulated for all of us. So we want to fix it by putting them a grudge alley over there. And I think that, and what it does, Rick, it actually looked like, if you remember, your dad does, I know, the old bus lot. You know, like when we used to go down 295 or down Dog Patch at the store.
Right. All right, we got some callers in the queue that might have some questions for you. So let me get to these patiently waiting gentlemen, or people, should I say, and see what they got to say and see if they got some questions for you. Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Who do we have next here?
Next we have Kenny. Kenny, your mic is on. Hello, Kenny. All right, Hat and Boys, your mic is on.
What's going on, Rick?
What's up, Tom?
Yeah, Monster, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Haddon? Tired. Still tired.
Hey, it was an excellent show. But I gotta admit, I'm telling you, Monster, that guy that Derek was supposed to run, and they came down there with that 10-5 Camaro. That other guy that they wanted Derek to run, it was a 10-5 Camaro, right?
The blue one.
Yeah, the blue one.
Nah, he wasn't gonna run that car.
Right. Well, I went over there. I actually did. He want to do something. He told me no. He could try the car and this, that, and the other. Then
right.
He was supposed to be running. Then he was supposed to be running Pete and them. Now, granted, Pete and them was locked in with Ricky Bird, but and you know they spent all night, you know, getting the car fixed. They came over to me. Said they want to do this and do that, and I get up in the lanes and get all the nice and follow straight, and then I get up there, we go back down and look for them. They don't want to run. So then they try to shove me on JC. Then I went over there to Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes said he didn't want to run. So what we're gonna do is me and Dirk are going down Piedmont this weekend, and Troublemaker said they want to give me 1-1, but Marquise told them we don't want that. We want the break. They said they're gonna give it to us. We're gonna take the break. And go down there and set up the support for DMV. Me and Derek Martin.
We appreciate it. Yeah, I done got 100,000 texts from all my Rico and Bebe called, and everybody texting me talking about it's going down. I said, what do you mean it's going down? And he said, which way are you riding? I said, I'm riding with the hatches. I spell it every week. So what you want? So yeah, and my main man's down there. Rick, you know Popcorn, right?
No. too many nicknames down there for me to keep track with.
Yeah, he's a legend down there, too. He sent me a text today, and he said, who are you riding with? How much cheeseburgers are you betting? I tell him 100 cheeseburgers I'm betting. So, yes, sir. So you'll be
hey,
all right.
Actually, Rick tried to help us out. I mean, it was that bad. I was like, wow, what's going on? Rick was trying to help us out. So ended up at the end of the night. The only one we got.
I ain't gonna lie, Tony. I might have messed it up. You know, when people tend to shy away from stuff when I ask questions. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but they do.
So look, the only race we ended up getting was Marquise getting the race at the end of the night, and he won. But
baby hat, and I thought you was in the car. Damn, baby hat ride. Goddamn, we had to fire your old ass. He was riding. You hear me?
that was a race he set up, and he won. So I don't know. That's why I just pretty much had my car sitting on ice, just trying to see. We went around and asked like 12 to 13 people, and we talked about people that you know, we asked people actually that was pretty much in our class. Now we had some other outsiders like Tricky Rick was saying earlier about these people who claim that they're in these camps and they ain't in the camps. And then when you tell me, well, this guy said he's going to run, so I walk over there. The guy, I don't even know nothing about the race. So, I mean, you know, that's why that's crazy. I don't. That's why I like the shootouts. And I'd be glad when we get back to the shootouts because that way I don't have to talk to you. I can just see you right in the pitch box.
Hey, Tony, well, I'm glad that you said that because, you know, that needs to be put out there furthermore because a lot of that goes on. You know, I mean, you got all these sideline people that do all this yip-yapping, but then when they get back to the driver or the owner of the car, they don't know what the hell been said and what the hell going on. They looking at you all stupid like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, so look, they had me over here running there. Our boys came and got me and said, oh, running there, I want to do something. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sure he didn't say that, right? So I went over there and running there, like, well, you know, I shouldn't even talk to him. But I shouldn't have went over there. But these boys come over there and said, yeah, running there, I want to do something. So I walk over there. I'm like, you know what, this is crazy. So that's why I said, I'm not doing that no more. If I ain't talking to the actual person, I ain't going to nobody's camp and talking to them unless they come to me or the person that owns the car talk to. This is getting a little ridiculous.
Hey, that's why you came over.
Yeah, that's why I came over, because they said you said. So then I'm thinking, nah, I mean, I don't go picking on people. So I'm like, no, nah, I didn't been in there. So that's why I walked over there. I said, so they dragged me on over there. Oh, come on over here, Ricky Bird. Come on, Ricky Bird said. So, I mean, I'm Ricky Bird, but Running Bear. So that's why I came over there, Running Bear. So it wasn't directed at you. It was that they said, you know, Running Bear, you know, he didn't want to do something. So I'm thinking, okay, well, let me see what he wants to do. You know, nobody else seemed like they want to step up. So me and Derek pretty much didn't do no running. Derek ran because he ran in the back half, but me, I just sat there idle all night. I had to let Marquise drive the car.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have maybe, if I could have got a good test pass the way I wanted to, then if I could have got a good hit at the track, I might have wanted done something, and I would have came to y'all. But see, I don't know who told you that, but at that time when you came up, I had no idea what you was talking about.
Yeah, Running Bear. So what directed you? Is this those
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't. I don't take nothing like that personally, you know. But you know, I'm. That's what I was there for. I was hoping I would get one, but I wanted to hit it at the track, and I really didn't get one the way I wanted to, you know. Because when I got up there, I wanted to approach three, and I got to the front of the lane, and I had sitting there for a while, and it was so many people there. And then when I got to make a hit at the track, when I got to the front of the lane, I had a regular tree. And then, because I wanted to test something with my car, and it didn't work the way I wanted to be tested, but I wanted another hit, and I didn't get it because some guy fell off the motorcycle, so I went on back to the trailer. But
you know, Running Bear, I was trying to catch you because we had...
What were you saying, Monster?
Until he come back on, Miss Foxbody, who else do we have in the queue until Monster come back in?
William, your mic is on.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, Trigger Rick.
What's up, Mr. Brown?
Monster, everybody. I hope I ain't got too much background noise. I'm in the mall with my daughter. But I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to the race, making Burt Jackson Memorial Day Extravaganza a big success. Hopefully we'll be doing number two. That all depends on his daughters and his wife. If they want to continue doing it, then I'll be willing to continue doing that and keep that legacy going on. And we had a good crowd. I think count was somewhere about 3,000. And somewhere about 150, almost 200 cars. I mean, it was jam-packed, and we did some racing. I did some losing, and then we went off to Maryland. We got our hind parts kicked again at Larry T race, but they had a great crowd, and we enjoyed ourselves, and it was just a full weekend of racing.
Now, William, can you talk a little bit about that race that you had with Donye? As I stated at the beginning of the show, myself, Tony Bynes, and shit, a whole handful of others that was at the racetrack, you know, felt like y'all got shitted out the race and, you know, felt that looking at the way Donye's car performed, that he sprayed when, you know, y'all was supposed to be motor to motor.
Right.
It was said that you all also looked at the motor on the car.
Right.
But checked the car over. So, can you elaborate a little bit on what your thought was on the race?
I thought when we left, when the cars left, I'm pretty sure that it was some spray on it somewhere. And, you know, and my brother and them, they was a little heated about the situation. Some of the guys that batted with us was a little heated about the situation. Me, more so, I don't get mad, I get even. You know, I'm type of guy, if you sit down to play cards, you got to expect everybody going to try to trick you or cheat you. And, you know, you can't look over anybody. But he gave me an opportunity. At first he said, no, you can't take the car, tear it apart. And then he said, well, you pick one place you want to look. I chose behind the motor. I wanted to look at behind the motor. And like I came over there later and told him that, you know, don't think just because I picked that spot, I don't know what I'm looking for. I said, because if I really wanted to get down in Greasy, I know you got an onboard computer. All I got to do, I could have picked you, say, you know, I want to look at your computer and look at the voltage, if the voltage dropped and where it dropped in the ring, and that'll tell you right there if it's anything shooting nitrous or anything like that, the solenoid's kicking on. But like I told him, I'm not that type of guy. You know, I take an L, I take it, patch my ass up, come back later. I know how to win. You know, you got to learn how to lose to know how to win. So if I get my ass chapped by somebody hiding something, then I'm going to chap somebody's ass later by hiding something. And I didn't want to put him out there, you know, in front of everybody, the cameras and everybody out there. So, you know what I'm saying, these guys do what they do for a living. And some secrets don't need to be out. Yeah, even though I got my hind parts chapped about it, you know, I ain't supposed to tell everybody what's a good way to find nitrous on somebody's car. You know, that's between me and him. That's me and his race. You know what I'm saying? So I leave it at, I look at it like that. Okay, I check what I wanted to check. He said, you want to check anywhere else, you're going to have to pay. I said, nah, I ain't going to pay. I done lost enough money. I said, but I know, you know, I know what I could have looked at to find out if you're running nice. I'm pretty sure you running juice because how the car left and blowing the smoke, the black smoke out the pipes and all that stuff. So I didn't really have to, you know, I'm smart enough to know that you were shooting some kind of juice somewhere on your motor.
Right.
So, like I say, we got game. Oh, well. Take it as an L. Come back and do better next time.
I got you. Well, man, that's true sportsman. And like you said, you have to learn how to lose to learn how to win. And,
to know how to win. You got to learn how to lose to know how to win. Because next time, what if I trick somebody, which is going to happen, I'm going to trick somebody. What if I trick somebody? I ain't going to let nobody come over there and tear my car apart and put out my secret, what I'm doing, because I'm doing it to make money.
Right.
So I try to treat everybody equal. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get gaps, sometimes you get people. As long as I treat everybody equal, you know, I expect them to treat me the same way. Fair. I mean, it don't always happen that way, but all I can do is account for how I treat people. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
you got to respect.
Yes, sir.
Hey, William.
I just want to say thank you, man, and I was so proud of what you did for the people down at Virginia Motorsports Park. They've been wanting what you did down there for a long time, and I just want to take my hat off and tell you you did a hell of a job down there. So I was so proud of you, big bro, you and your dad and the family. So I just wanted to personally say that to you on the radio myself.
I appreciate that, and it made me feel good. I mean, yeah, I broke down just like everybody else once I presented the trophy to Bert's daughter and you know, his wife. And, you know, and after the races, I didn't hear no complaining. Everybody said, man, I hope y'all do it again next year. Because we're going to bring the rest of our family back down here, you know, because, I mean, I had expectations that it was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be that good. And that's a good thing, because all we can do is build on it and keep it going and make it bigger. Hopefully, if everything works out fine, hopefully it'll turn into an annual thing. But, you know, like I say, that depends on them. If they, you know, that's strictly on them. And before I did the race, or when I thought about it in my mind, when the idea came, she was the first person that I called. And, you know, I got her approval before I did anything.
Yep. Yep, but you did a heck of a job, and you know, from one promoter side to the other, you know, it's not about that. It's about the family, you know. That
what?
Just like you, that more than anything, this was the time of year where he be wearing my ass out on the phone. Where are my videos? I'm gonna call Larry. You gonna get fired? Watch. I used to tell him, go ahead and call Larry. Shit, I got a phone too. You know. You know how they do, driver. How come everybody else got flyers and videos? And I used to, man. Sometimes I used to wait for him to call me so I could start fighting with him.
What? Yeah. And like I said, it turned out real good, and I enjoyed myself with y'all. We just made it out a whole weekend of racing, and I got my hind parts whipped three times in three different cars. But next time I'm gonna come back kicking, and I hope to kick somebody over. So.
Yes, sir.
Hey, William, you mind telling us a little bit about the race with you and Slim's car and the Gangsta Boo too? Did you
well? They, They was on Slim, and we came to the track to test once we found out that Moneymaker wasn't going to show up. So we said, okay, we might get a race, we might not. But we came to the track to test because I haven't had but two passes on Slim car since we rewired the whole car and changed the chassis setup and, you know, added another carburetor. So I'm head of the Slim's team right now as far as crew chief and then driving and making the final decisions. So
okay,
I wasn't comfortable with what we saw, you know, the first two times that we went. And then it didn't shift that first time, which that took away our information that we needed. But they was on Slim, and they were Slim to death, like Tony Bynes and them do. That's their job. That's how they get people to do crazy things. And Slim just got sick of it, so Slim said, we just gonna try. Oh, well. And he asked me. And I said, yeah, that's fine. You know, let's try it. Let's see what it do. And Tony sat in the lights. He said he didn't sit there, but, I mean, you can look at the video. He sat there, and I'm pretty sure it was more than 7 seconds. But like I said, I ain't going to be a baby. I'm going to take my ass with me and go on about it. I just learn next time. I ain't giving nobody the break. Don't care what car I'm driving. Don't care if I'm running on foot. You're going to leave the same time I leave.
Hey, you sound like me when Kenny Beecham gave me the back tire down at the creek and up. My shit bust tires right on the sideline. I said, no, that's it for me. If I can't move first, I ain't taking no back tire.
Right. So, like I told Don Yee the next day, he was talking about, well, you know, give us the break with your blue car. I said, look, break is not in my conversation right now. So if that's what you're talking, you might as well go on to the other side of the road because we're not talking no break. Ain't giving nobody no break. It ain't going to happen. The only thing you're going to break is your transmission when you leave the line. Other than that, that's it.
Right. Yeah, it upset me so bad that I couldn't be there to race him. So that's a guaranteed pickup that I got to do. My engine is finally ready. I'll pick it up in the morning, but I won't have time to put it in this weekend, so I can't even get to JC this week. Just out of work, but time will be there. There ain't nobody going nowhere no time soon. So
he's coming back August 3rd. Monster, I want to tell y'all, and I don't know how many guys saw it, but that race between JC and Scoop, I wanted to see it, but I didn't know I was going to see it in the shootout. And until JC backfired, that was one of the best races, the more anticipated race that I wanted to see between any two cars.
Hey, you know what we did, right? They picked their names, and the New York cars pick a name out of a hat. And Scoop picked JC, and Scoop's dad looked at me and looked at JC, and he said, you know, it ain't going to be nowhere to stand when we pull up there and do the burnouts, right? And I said, well, I said, look, because I saw you, when you saw him pull up, you come running across the thing, and you were just like me. I was just standing there mesmerized because I said, what more can you ask for, you know? 269 Camaros, two guys that we – I mean, Lil Scoot's got maybe 8 runs in the car, 8-10 runs, you know? And I tell you, man, I'm proud of all of those guys, you know, because they went up there and put on a show for the people, you know? I mean, but JC had them. I was like, look at JC. Rick, I was like, uh-oh, hot dog, he on it.
Hey, well, he better feel confident. I'm going to be dead on his ass here shortly. I can't do it this weekend, and I know they're going to be talking. They're going to be just like Don Yee was. They done came to my home track to race me, and I ain't race ready. You know, it's kind of out of my hands, but when I get
there. Hey, Chicken Ricky.
Huh?
Something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've been racing for a while. I've been knowing you for a while. I've been knowing JC for quite a while because I'm married to JC's cousin. And I'm trying to figure out why y'all are at each other's throats.
I can't say I'm really at nobody's throat, but, you know, because I got the talk show and I am who I am, I talk a little shit. I might get carried away with it a little bit, but for me, it's just shit talking.
I like competition. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay.
It's nothing more than that to me. It's just competition. I talk shit to the dudes I class race with. Why? Just to get them out of their game. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I watch NHRA Pro Stock. I don't see all of what go on behind the scenes, but I see what goes on the starting line. And
right.
You learn by observation. So if it takes for you to play some kind of game with somebody to get them out their rhythm, why? Because it's been done to me. I've seen it done. Then you do what you got to do to win that round.
You're right. I got no argument with that one.
Yeah, I'm just a competitor. That's all I can say, running back.
Okay, well, I heard
you. And running back, and he's true about that. And one of the reasons that I learned how to back up so fast, I had intimidated a couple people that way because the first thing we try to do in top sportsman racing, we try to get back and be the first one to stage in.
Right. I noticed that the other night. I got and a friend of mine, we call him Mike Wyatt when he racing. I mean y'all go backwards as fast as you go forward.
Yeah, that kind of gets guys a little nervous and shaky because the first thing they're thinking about, Lord, I got to get back in time enough so I can get. So it kind of makes them forget. It has had guys forget to even turn on their nitrous or forget to open
right.
up their bottles or something stupid like that. So that's
my kind of,
you know, that's little games that I play and do things, you know. It's just whatever.
Yeah, I mean
that's
basically what I did to Tony Bynes. Saturday up there.
Right.
I know that Tony Bynes like to bump both Bubs in first, and I turn both of them on him, see what how he react to it.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
Yep.
And evidently it did something because I left him sitting there.
Yeah, because he stumbled. I was standing right in the middle where the starter was at. And so you turned both bulbs on, he tried to run in and then go down on the gas. His car stumbled, and you were gone.
Yeah, yeah. And it just ran out of real estate.
Right.
Yeah.
But that,
running bear, tell the truth. That little teeny weeny motor got down, man. We watched the video, got there. He looked like somebody popped him in the ass with a rubber band. You hear me?
Yeah, it get busy now. It's a small.
Yeah, you trying to sell us fried ice cream up here in Maryland. We know better. But hey, Will, Big George called me today, July 27th. Long Island Joe's got a race in Fayetteville. And he's actually gonna call. He's gonna call JC and see if the week after August 3rd that they can redo that run because Big George says he thinks that they can still run beside him. I said, man, that was a heck of a race. I'm telling you, when JC car lit up, I said, oh man. But she went right back out, so I was real happy. But man, I was like you. I said, look at man, that was a stout. I mean, stout ass run them too. You know.
Well, Monster and Running Bear, William Brown, I got some reports that we got some pretty heavy people on the line right now. We got Long Island Joe, we got Big Sexy, Troy Henderson on, Pete on. So if y'all don't mind, let me get to these callers and so everybody feel happy. I know some of them been waiting for a while, they've been texting me.
Joe can wait.
All right, I'll make him wait.
Yeah, Pete can wait too.
Pete, all right, Pete can wait. Miss Foxbody, can you open Donald's mic, please?
Yes. Donald, your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening, right. Donald?
Hey, Donald.
Nothing much. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks again. Monster and everything, and hey, that's a real good idea, I think, with that whole behind the tech, because that would have eliminated one of my issues that I had down there at the track, which was a race that never happened, which was supposed to happen, but still got two more races off, won both of them, so feel a little confident and can't wait for the next.
Thank you, Darren.
Yeah, that'll take a lot of headache off of all of us, because if it's over there and it's in the envelope, and when you hand us the envelope with the names on it and the cards, we can take it up and announce it. And you know, it's going to settle things a lot, because especially everybody understanding that the shakedown is from lunchtime, 12 o'clock noon, till 6:45, and then we need 15 minutes to prep the track. Then we're going from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Lock grudge races have priority. And what that means is that test and tune, no time, nothing goes down the track until we get all of those lock grudge races in and ran off. And if they all finish, we go back over and continue letting the guys at no time, test and tune, go down the racetrack.
You know, and that's something else I had a question about. You know, I mean, like when you have your shakedown passes, because, like, for example, there was a guy that I ran that I didn't know. And, I mean, I beat him, but, you know, I don't know if he knew somebody else that I was supposed to race, and maybe that's why I didn't get that race off with that Camaro. But, I mean, how does that usually work? If it's, I mean, should two cars go down a track at the same time in the grudge thing?
Yeah, and the problem for us, if we don't do that, it's going to be just like what's happening, and William can testify to this. The problem is, if you're gonna run a guy like that, the biggest thing for you is go up. You know what your car gonna run based off of 330 feet. You move out 330 and do what you got to do. The problem is, if you start running single cars down that racetrack, one is everybody won't get a chance to race. Two, the fans up there are gonna start going crazy because they like, I could go home and see this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that.
Am I right, Williams?
William might have been on mute, but yeah, you definitely right though.
Yeah, I'm back up here. What was the question? I'm sorry about that.
I was saying, and you can attest to this. He was saying, how come when he got it, they don't let cars go down singly? I said, down south, it's created such a nuisance for the track. That happened that the spectators don't even come out to the races no more, because they're like, I'm not going down there to watch one car go down the track and maybe two, three, or four races later on in the night. So if you put things beside each other, it keeps people in the bleachers who betting money, right, going, I got that car. And it's more for them, it's like, man, I don't know who's going to win. So they can, you know, that's what it's about, is them people. Now, if you need it by yourself because you're going to do a run, come up and get us and say, hey, man, if you got a single one going or something real, real slow, you know, put me over there or whatever, and we'll work something in for you. I understand the part about it might be a guy that he might try to set in, but you're pretty much smart enough to know to see if somebody's talking to that guy. So, but that single stuff, I mean, I had a couple guys come over and tell me that they wanted to run single, and I said, man, we just can't do it, especially when you got 200 and some cars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand that. And with all I was saying, I mean, it was just a question, and I understand the reason behind it. I was just, and I'll have to – I mean, there's ways I can adapt to that. Obviously, I can sit there or I can take off early or whatever, but, you know, because I honestly think that's why I didn't get one of them races off, which – it's whatever, but like I said, I come down to the race, and I had all kind of them set up, but I only got two off, I did my best.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dom, it ain't like you got a hot wheel there, buddy. You got a badass ride there, brother.
I told you I'd round robin it, because I was waiting for that duster from New York, but he obviously, or wherever the hell he's from, but he never came
Joe
up.
Joe on the phone.
You know what? Hey, with that duster, I'm not even worried about that anymore, because I done begged, pleaded, and tried everything, so
Rick.
I'm done all of it.
Hey, Rick, can you hear me? Rick, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we must be doing it. You don't want to do it that way. The way we do it is, say, for instance, you got a car that's faster. You pair them up. You know a car is slower. Guys don't mind running each other. A lot of guys do like to run by themselves because they don't want to shake with a car that's compatible with them or, you know, that's close to them. So a lot of times we'll take a car we know is really super slow. We'll pair them up with a faster car, like a top sportsman or just whatever car. You know it's faster. We'll pair them up with them two to make a shake to try and keep it going. Because a lot of times with the big heavy hitters, they won't shake with
nobody. Yeah, that's what Monster just said, though.
That's exactly what I just said. And the reason why is the I understand. First off, let me say the most important thing. When you putting the amount of money that goes into these deals to race, the last thing you want is somebody figuring out where you're at. And if a guy see this car run every week 10, 20, and you go up there and you put three cars on him, he knows pretty much where you're at. So, you know, and like I said, if you communicated with us and the guys with me or me, I'll tell them, hey, hold up that one, pull one in, or put something real slow on the other side of it, you know. And the whole idea is we want everybody happy, we want to work with everybody, but we also got to remember, when the mother cars don't get the race, guess who is the unhappy one?
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Monster, I got somebody that want to say something to you, Monster.
Uh-oh.
Miss Foxbody, can you open Big Sexy Mike?
Uh-oh.
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy.
Hold on, please. Give me a moment on that, please.
Uh-oh. She said that like he was Big Sexy. That southern voice. Monster, when's the next custom T race?
August 3rd at Buzz Creek. Back to MIR. MIR.
So y'all don't have anything going on at Colonial Beach or nothing?
They're working on that. They had a few things, they had glitches they had to get straight with Colonial Beach. And Larry, I generally don't find out about it until a month or so before it's time. When he does stuff there, because that's home for him. He can pull a rabbit out the hat at any time. But I got wind today that they got a couple things that they had to get straightened out. So I'll have an answer for you by the end of next week, okay?
All right. Ms. Foxbody, are you there? You might be in a private room.
I am here. I'm trying to locate him. It seems like he's taking himself out of the queue.
Big Sexy is 843-2754.
Okay, Sean, your mic is open. I didn't know Sean was Big Sexy.
Yeah, Sean is Big Sexy. You ain't know Sean was Big Sexy?
Literally, the car
is Big Sexy, so I mean, you know.
Oh, it's the car. It's not you. Okay, okay.
Yeah. I was a little bigger when we first got the car, so I just, you know, it just kind of like went along with the territory, you know. So,
how y'all doing tonight? Okay, Big Sexy. All right, we good. How you doing, Big Sexy?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm just up here chilling out. Congratulations to all the guys on the good shows over the weekend. I'm down here getting ready for Big Sexy Saturday coming to Dalton Dragway on June the 8th. So I'm going to take care of Kenny Beecham. He's in 1-1. He got the puck out off another one, so it's time to go ahead and put a fork in him. Go ahead and get rid of him. So we're trying to get ready for all that. We got some guys from the DMV that's coming down. Carlos Wells and I think Wicked Bird's coming too. I think Carlos's sister was telling me, but I'm doing a memorial race for Carlos's uncle Jake and Long Island Poppy out of Long Island and some guys down this way. That were diehard racers that died or got killed in accidents or whatever. So that's going to be an added attraction to the race in Dalton, which I'm going to do a $2,000 28-inch tire shootout. I'm going to do a conventional head shootout, paying $1,000 to the winner. They can either come on 28s or 29s. And I'm going to do an all-motor shootout on 28s or 29s, paying $1,000. No entry fee on none of these races. So hopefully we should have a fun-filled day of racing at Dalton Dragway next Saturday if the weather's good and all that good stuff. So, all those local races.
Was that 28 or 29, as you said?
It's going to be a 28-inch outlaw race paying $2,000 to win, and the second one's going to be a conventional head race. You can either come on 28s or 29s. Whatever, come to win. Don't think I tell you.
Gotcha.
Hey, Big Sexy.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
man, just trying to survive, brother. It's rough down here. Just trying to survive. Just trying to survive. Trying to find some extra action.
I'm gonna give you something. Listen to this. We got an idea, and you, Blue Magic, Scotty with the Blue Camaro, John Ye, and Troublemaker. We got an idea. All you guys put in $15 a piece on the pot, and in the end, we'll have $15 on the pot, and y'all run for the money on August 3rd at Buzz Creek. That'll be extreme. We call it extreme back then.
August the 3rd, I got another event going on in Dolphin, so we won't be able to make that.
All right.
Yeah. Sounds tasty, though.
Let me take my. I'm feeling like Mario tonight. I'm sipping on some Henny, and I'm feeling right. I got my motor coming in the morning. August the 3rd, now, you make something happen right, man. We can get something together now.
Huh?
I'll be right and ready to indulge in something like that now. Let me get this gentleman since everybody's in the queue. He's been waiting for a minute. Mr. Brian Watson, how are you doing, sir?
Yo, I'm good.
Sorry to keep you waiting so long. What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, I think Monster, we got it straight earlier. I was just calling back in. I thought we were going to go over that back half shootout. We blew the hood scoop off up there at MR this weekend.
Okay, you the gentleman I spoke to at the trailer.
That's right.
At Scoot's car.
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing? It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
I'm all right. No, we just, we were expecting that guy just to take the tree and all that. I'm just, the people that ain't already heard the story, we'll go ahead and put it out there. He said his transmission was broke, and we turned the car up. We were going to try to put on a little, a nice run for the fans. And then the car, I turned the fuel up a little bit on it, and the car kind of stumbled when he went on trans brake. And then when the tree dropped, the little dude took off. And then, we were sitting there with the car not running, and he tried to start it back up, and it just backfired. If he would have done what he said he was going to do, we would have just, started the car back up and made the hit. We were trying to rush to go back around him, and it just blew the hood scoop off of it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on and giving us that tidbit of info for those who didn't know what was going on,
If he didn't like the way it turned out, we was just going to offer him that race again. If he puts up that $1,500 that he got, we put up the $2,500 that we got and sit beside him.
I don't think that would have been too nice, but that's just my opinion. And I'm just one lonely soul in the world.
Yeah. But, I was just... when everybody left up there, everybody was happy. Is the way I took it.
Yeah, I don't think that you was wrong there. Quite a few people would enjoy seeing Scoot Williams and that pretty ass Camaro, and he's going down the track, he's making laps. So I don't think you're getting any gripes there with that. The performance is there. Car running, and as you may have heard already, quite a few people had anticipation on seeing him and JC run, and appreciated that race with him and JC, and then him putting JC on the trailer. So,
I turned it up a little bit on that run. I didn't think everybody was expecting it to run like it did. but it worked out good. We had a real good, we had a good time up there this past weekend, and glad we could keep the belt.
That's good. So when will you guys be defending the belt next? In August?
Well, in August. Or, we'll be at Fayetteville at that race that Monster and them's going to be down there at in June.
Yeah,
that's in July,
there,
right?
Brian. Yeah, Joe's running right there. He should be on the line. Joe's on the line.
Yeah, Joe is there. Miss Foxbody, can you open Long Island Joe mic, please?
And then as soon as he sees something, close it back.
Long Valley, your mic is on.
Okay. How's everybody doing out there?
What's going on, Long Island?
Well, I can't call it. Pretty good. Everything pretty good.
Curly head, don't care.
Yeah, I got to say, I enjoyed myself this weekend. It was great. Always nice to get out and enjoy the weather down there. And the hospitality is great. I got to say, like, the guys are really doing their thing, grudge racing out there in Maryland. I got to give them credit. Wolfpack, Donald, I got to say, every last one of them is doing it. I mean, you know, like one of the guys from Wolfpack said the other day, you know, certain guys, you know, you don't mind racing. You don't even care. It's almost like playing cards. You win or lose, whatever, and you ain't got no problem. We're going to try to come back. And it was kind of one of those things that happened that day. I said, you know what? They asked me, you going to drive the car? I said, nah, that's my son's car. He going to drive. He ain't never drove before. That's his car. He going to drive. He going to go against him. It was just something to be doing.
Yeah, now I overheard you say that your son got a win this weekend.
Yeah, he got a win. Calvin said, you about one lucky joker, boy. You, every time something happened.
That ain't what he called you. He called you a mother bump bump. You hear me?
He said I was lucky.
Yeah, what's that he say, monster? What do you call it? Boom, boom,
he's
boom,
a
boom.
Lucky mother boom, boom. Two syllables on the end. You hear me?
Because I'll tell you, the God honest truth, I said to myself, when they went up there, I said, oh, well. I said, we just going to go out there, we're going to go for it. And basically, what my son took out the gate, that's what happened. And then they started pulling back, but their plugs was a little bad, and we took the win. But we don't walk away. We, like I said, he knows what we got. I know what he got. And when August 3rd hit, we'll be back at Buzz Creek, and we're going. My little one gonna try him. The youngest one gonna try him this time. And you know, it's all fun and games with them. It's just something personal with me and Monster though. His money.
That's
sweet.
Right. That's right.
Hey, Joe. That shit started to get personal with me, damn it, because you done been here twice and won a whole lot of races, and I don't like that.
I can't help
because I ain't got shit to race right now. The last race I crashed my other car, and I don't like it. But I got to give you props. You and your guys coming down here, y'all standing up, y'all winning y'all races. So, you know, we can't squawk about it. We just got to do something about it. At some point. Now,
yeah, Calvin told me he said he only got four lives and I done took three of them from him. He said
you two races up on us. So if that August the 3rd race is the last race of the year, damn it, we going to kill y'all motherfuckers over something terrible.
Okay.
If I got to see to it my damn self, we going to kill y'all something terrible.
Thank you,
Stephen. Even though Stephen ain't doing a whole lot of shit talking like I normally see him on the videos up Englishtown and Echo, he been quite modest. But August the 3rd, when y'all come down here, we gonna fuck y'all up. All right.
He going on the 27th to Fayetteville, Rick. You gotta go to Fayetteville first.
Well, I'm gonna fuck somebody up on the 27th, and we gonna have y'all like the movie what's the movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence when they was locked up together on a little chain gang? I forget the name of it. But Eddie Murphy told him, yeah, Life. When Eddie Murphy told him, you better not say clock. You better say watch or time, something like that. You better not say watch. That's how we going to be. You better not say grudge race no more after that.
Okay. All right. Look, all I did is I went to go bet Monster a hot dog. He wanted a steak.
You snitching, son.
He wanted to
hey, now, Joe. Hey, Joe. Now I got to tell you now. I raced a guy from up New York. I don't know if you know him, Jimmy Reardon. He got a red 70 Nova or 71 Nova, and I beat him in a class race because he comes down here to class race because he says no track up there to run the class for him. And I beat him, and that's what he had to pay me, a New York strip steak.
Okay. Well.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hey, Joe, it's Donald.
Hey, what's going on, Donald?
Hey, man, is that Vega going to be ready for August 3rd?
The Vega?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Donald? I kind of figured that you must want to edge on there and grab me. And you know what? You've been real good. I ain't gonna lie. Just like Calvin. And I don't mind playing around. That's why I tell Calvin all the time. He'll be ready.
Donald looking at y'all like y'all are that real pretty girl, and he looking for her to be his wife, and he want to have kids. And all that kind of stuff. That's how Donald looking at y'all. Donald want to impregnate y'all and get married.
Hey, Donald,
this is DMV, man. You can't be so modest, Donald. Come on now.
Huh?
That's good for you, Donald?
Do what?
We'll do it on August 3rd.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, because I'm going to let my little son come back out there this time and now he got to try to see if he can do one of the wolf packs.
I got
you.
Hey,
we're gonna see what happens.
What's up with the Duster, man? Is he off the radar or what?
Believe it or not, I'm not too sure because I know they got something going on in Englishtown. I know that a lot of the guys are coming down on the 27th with me. Young Stang, all of them, they're all looking for runs. All the guys from Jersey, each one of those guys are definitely looking. I'll be talking to him and Lance probably by the end of the week. And I'll find out something definitely for sure.
All right, keep me in mind because I ain't scared.
No. I got to give you credit. You definitely ain't scared because you've been doing it. I got to say, this last few races I've seen you going out there, and, I mean, you've been racing everybody. But,
Hey, Joe, tell them the name of your race and the date.
Oh, yeah, Travel Wars. It's on August, July 27th. And I'm also going to say it's called Who's the Chief Out There. What it is, I'm going to have one of those big headrests, Indian headrests, and I'm going to fill it up with money. And we're going to find out who the fastest and the baddest one out there. Basically, when you come up to the starting line, we're going to find out. We're going to probably, at the most I want, at the most amount of cars is 8 cars and that. But you got to be one of the baddest to be in it. We're also going to do that backhead shootout that day and a G-body shootout. The G-body is going to be a G-body stock suspension. Doesn't matter what size tire, I don't care. Just throwing your stock suspension.
Hold on one second, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, mute your phone. Kevin, mute your phone, Kevin. Let me add in the conversation real quick because they've been waiting for a while. Nephew Pete and Short Dog, what's happening? What's up, Pete? What you got to say, Pete?
That's y'all made me wait all night to get on. I'm gabbing you, running back, and Monster, because y'all said make me wait.
You said you gabbing me?
Yeah. Nah,
well, unfortunately for me, sir, you're going to have to wait because I don't have no time to put my shit together this weekend.
Oh, well,
I love to have you. As soon as I get it together, I love to have you.
Well, we already knew you were in Saturday because you heard what was coming, so we already knew.
Oh, yeah. That was Dwayne.
Oh, well, hey, Chief, y'all don't pump no fear in my heart, clear.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, Mazda.
This guy is swearing away from
him. Hey, Mazda.
And right his last word, he can come out here and get the wolf out of here.
I hear you. What happened, Pete?
Monster, can you hear Pete talking to you?
Somebody got a bad background.
You can let George know that we are looking forward to doing the remaster I guess we ain't satisfied either.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know the legend is on the phone probably waiting on you. You know how he is. So, what's the matter? You a little nervous? You sound a little nervous.
Nah, I kind of feel
like... Wait. Hold on. Now, Brian right there on the phone for them, right? Brian, are you still there?
I don't know them.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, man. Oh, okay, hold on. Brian, are you still there?
Okay.
Are you authorized to set up or lock in anything with on the race?
I mean, if I feel like it's a race that I want to lock in, I can.
Okay. Now, Pete, man, you heard from the man, and I think Brian is the one that's working on the tuning on the car. He said if he thinks it's a race that they can do, he can lock it in.
Correct. Then they said they want to try it again. They want to do it again August
3rd. Oh, well, I mean, I thought maybe you was, feeling kind of good about yourself. You know, I mean, you might want to do it a little sooner or something. I'm just asking.
Oh, anything's possible now. All we gotta do is
I don't want to hear that anything is possible shit now. You getting on here with your chest poked out. I thought you was trying to do something now.
No, it just is. I know for the next month we got a busy schedule, so I know we got... Like I said, we're in this weekend. We got dogs in the following week. We're going to go to Florida. Then we're at the beach. Then we got the 4th of July. Then we got an out race on the 13th. So we already got crazy madness for the next month and a half.
Now, you said y'all's race on the 13th. What race do y'all have? That's the horseman, correct?
Yeah, Fayetteville, July 13th.
Fayetteville, July 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
What car? I don't even know what car you got.
What'd you say, Brian?
I said I don't even know who's talking about racing.
That was J.C. Richardson, the car y'all ran the first round of the back half shootout.
Yeah, I mean, we can do something.
Uh-oh, somebody calling somebody. Who is it? What's going on? Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I want J.C. something bad.
Let me finish.
I won't pick up. My motor was done today. All right. I won't pick it up till tomorrow morning, but I got to work.
Hey, you got to
work. And then I got to work Saturday. I'm not going to rush to get my car together just to fuck y'all up. So I'm going to give y'all about another week, okay? And after another week, I'm going to come out to y'all, okay? I just want you to know that.
Well, let's see. I know that he gonna be up there Saturday. Next Saturday, he going to Darlington.
Hey, look, I don't care if we got to go to Rottenham. I know it's supposed to be a race.
Oh, yeah, I know they got some going on Colonial Beach on the 22nd. And if you want, I can get in reach halfway because we can go over y'all.
No, see, that's long. The race at Rockingham ain't that far away. I might have my dates wrong. Let me stop right there. I might have my dates wrong.
Yeah, Rockingham is in July, but we can get you in June.
Okay, that's July.
June is before July. Yeah, June is before July.
So when might we be able to do it in June?
Yeah. Or
when you say?
When
in June? What are you talking about?
Like I said, I know we got the race this weekend, and then we're going to Dallas the next week, so we won't be up here. We're supposed to be going to Florida the following week, 15th. I know the 22nd we're going to be at Coney Beach. So if you want to come down there, we can go and see you right there.
Oh, okay. Well, since I got you on, and I think Mr. Short Dog is there. Short Dog, you there?
Yeah.
All right, how you doing, sir?
I
know y'all did the race with Wicked Bird. And,
no race.
I heard rumors of you not having much sleep from VMP and then going home and putting the motor in the car and working all night and getting the car together and then coming to Maryland to run. Could you elaborate a little bit on the race that you had with Wicked Bird and what the stipulations of the race was and that kind of sort?
Okay, well, me and Wicked Bird, he talked so much trash to me Saturday. And
I was at William Brown's show, having a good time, lovely time. We was in a line waiting for JC to get his run on. And Wicked Bird talked so much trash to me, I couldn't even see my friend JC Richardson run. I had to leave my nephew at the racetrack. I don't get the car together, but it wasn't much to get up for Ricky Bird and Carlos now. But Patton right now, because I don't like what he said out of his mouth. Patton, he was just on, I don't know if he's still on there, but I guarantee you, Rick, and I'm telling you and everybody listening, at the end of the month, my nephew will cut his head off. On him, because my nephew was tired, I was tired. As everybody seen, I didn't sit down. I was just that tired. I was burnt out, and I did something that I used to do. I don't do that stuff no more like I used to do. You know, I used to step all night and go racing. Not no more.
Yeah, you kind of old now.
I ain't saying all that. Just kind of hurt me a little bit.
I got
you. You're my hero. You're my hero, Trey.
Hey, Rick, get your diamond shed together. I got there, but midnight. It was like 2 o'clock in the evening before we got done. I said, "Man, we ain't doing this no more. This is different here. We ain't been."
Hey, I feel the same way. Look, I got to work tomorrow. By the time I get finished, it's gonna be 8-9 o'clock. You know what I mean? The race Saturday. I'm not working all night to put my car together and then try to go race Saturday. It's just not happening no more. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you bet.
So I understand.
I bet your JC wouldn't call you to get together.
Hey, I still wouldn't do it. I'm just not at this point in my life. I'm 36. I'm not gonna do it no more. You know what I mean? My work come first.
JC does not
scare me. Put any fear in my heart or anything. That run that he made against Scoop, it was nice, but he in the way. Yes, sir.
Listen, what I'm saying to. It was so bad, Trigger Ricky. And actually speaking, we were supposed to the car was supposed to be in it. I mean, we had the car sitting in the shop. That made me go out there, I had old tires. And that's another reason. That reason really kept me off of Hatton. But with Ricky Bird, I'm going to try him just like I said I was, because I locked the money in. But I ain't going to go out there any type of way with anybody that I see a guy getting down the track pretty good. And I know Hatton been getting down pretty good. So it was the only reason that we didn't run Hatton, because we wasn't, you know, with the tires and everything on the car. But
go ahead and tell the truth short, Doug. You didn't run Hatton because you knew there was no way you could get around Hatton. I'm going to show you all something. I'm going to show you a pizza. I'm going to show you all something. When y'all get that car right, Mr. Marquis going to drive and light Pete up like Marquis lit that other guy up. And I'm going to light you up if you get behind the seat. You're going to get charged for the summer left.
Uh-oh.
If you with me, I'm selling everything that I own.
Damn, Troy, you get on the show and they drawing on you something hard tonight, man. What's going on?
Listen to
the
other side. Hey, hold on, y'all. Listen to the other side of that. I'm not planning on retiring for the next 3 years. What? I'm going to whoop your ass for the next 3 years. I'm sorry, fan, for that, but I'm going to whoop your ass for the next 3 years. And then again, get you where I want you and get you real good, you ain't going to come back anyway.
Okay, listen. Look, when are we going to do this race? Now, y'all, Pete's been... Y'all are screaming and yelling and screaming. Let us know when y'all race, please. Austin, can you lock the race in for August 3rd? Lock it in for August 3rd. And we're going to do it August 3rd.
Patton, do you want to know when we're going to be ready?
When?
When we'll be ready.
When?
All right, well, if you hold the hell up and stop talking, I can tell you. I'll be ready at the end of the month.
Yeah,
it's the
August. Let's lock it in for that. Let's go
ahead
and get that over right now.
Yeah, Troy, that's what he was saying, because y'all lock in the race for August 3rd.
Yeah,
what
you want to lock in? Come on, let's go and get this all right now.
Monster, you there?
Monster. Hold on, did he say August or July? He said July, right?
No, July, you're right.
No, he said August the 3rd. I just wanted to make sure Monster was there.
No,
Monster,
no.
You there?
Hell no. He ain't gonna make it that long.
Nah.
But Troy, you said the end of the month, that would be the end of June. So we talking something in July. Tony said August. What kind of agreement can y'all come to for something in July?
Well, I figure if Boston get the check for the 4th of July, you know, I'll go to the fireworks of him right then.
We ain't got to wait that long. We can come right down the beach. We can come right down the woods, and I can take over that track like I took it over last year. I can come right down there and light him up on our own track. I'm going to light him up on our own track. Right back down the beach on 22nd.
I'm going to tell you
where it's from. We're coming right back down on the 22nd. We can do it on the 22nd. We ain't
going
to go to July. I'm
going to
architect already.
You're not
listening. Hold on. Let's everybody.
I'm trying to tell you. Be a month. So how can we rush it up any other day?
Hold on.
The 4th of July, we will be ready.
Hold on.
Where am I going to sleep?
Hey, Pete.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, old boy?
Running back.
Yeah.
Since you told him to make me wait, the next latest night, the next latest night is me and you. That's going to be July 5th. I'm going to bust fireworks off your ass.
July 5th?
Yeah, I'm going to bust stuff off you.
That'll be fine. I'm going to take care of this damn Mustang this latest night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I ain't going to buy this one because I already need hands full tomorrow.
Okay, and then I'll set my sights on you.
Yeah. Well, set the B right. I'm coming in there for you.
All right.
I ain't gonna sound like Tony Bond. I'm gonna tell above you.
wait, you gonna give me the go?
Oh no, you know you get one and one.
You ain't gonna give me the go. You know why you ain't gonna give me the go, right? Because I'm gonna bust that ass. That's why you ain't gonna give me the go.
I don't even know what that means.
I know that.
You got one and one. I'm
giving you one
and one for being nice. That's what's
going to
be in your
way. You know, it's a crying thing when y'all boy with them big blocks scared of a little small block.
You want to add this something? I think this summary is.
Hey, Pete.
Huh?
How you gonna try to bogart running there like that, knowing you got him out cube against?
Nah, that's my buddy right there.
Every
man running back
can
do this,
so
he already knows the deal.
Hey, Trigger, he know what the deal is.
Oh, you know, okay. All right. Let me step back.
I'm going to knock his nuts out doors. I'm like, go catch him.
Hey, Pete, when Johnny going to have his look come out ready?
He's trying to shoot for, but he's shooting for probably the end of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm running back.
Yeah.
When we get that car together, he's going to stop calling the JC name. I promise you that. We're going to put him on his ass that he's never seen before.
All right. We'll see.
Y'all ain't. Hey, hold. Wait a minute.
We got a whole new attitude now, boy.
You talking like I ain't on the line or something, Slim.
Hey, you little boy.
That ain't
serious.
Impressed me.
You little boy. I'm going to show you. Who's going to listen to the place in the first playground?
Hey, talk a lot. Listen to me.
Go ahead.
Talk a lot.
Give me, boy, you got to be
talk a lot. Can you hear me?
Oh, man.
Can you hear me talk a lot?
This motherfucker
here.
Hey,
whoever that was talking is 92, mute your phone, please.
Nigga, that nigga
talking is 92, mute your
phone. I had no pride here.
Miss Foxbody, whoever that is that's talking that's not in the queue, can you please mute your phone?
Hey, running back.
Y'all all hyped up, but he ain't done nothing very impressive to me.
There's no how to deal with it and how to be hard. And then you got to take him, smack him on the hand, and put him in the sandbox. Put him in timeout. Man, we're going to do some unthinkable, unbelievable shit to his ass when he gets in the car again. Just like I did to Dillinger. It's probably worse than that.
Hey, running back. Yeah. Hot dog, running back. You did win me $200, too. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, anytime. Anytime I can help you out, let me know.
Yeah, I bet with you, too. I said, man, I felt it. For some reason, I just had a feeling. I said, man, running back. When, I don't know what made me think that, but I just had a feeling. And after turning to that Bernard, I said, man, he going to lose. I said, man, I'm running back. Go. I was scared at first.
Running back.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm better with you, that man ran you right off the trailer. You can't do that.
That's the only reason I ran him from the get-go. And then that's the only reason I ran him heads up from the get-go because he ran off the trailer. You're a smart man.
So I'm going to tell you something, the truth. See, everybody don't know why you ran, Tony. I told my nephew and all other guys, go with you because Tony going to run you off the trailer, and he ain't never run down here. That's the only reason I
took. Right. That's the reason I ran him because he didn't hit a, he didn't go to the track. He didn't make a hit at the track. I ran him straight off the trailer. He had never been to the track at all. And I said, well, I'm about to do something unspeakable to his ass at the tree. He don't know what my car would do. I know he owned the car at one time, but he don't know what he's going to do. And he told Martha, if Martha's still on the line, I think he told Martha he didn't think my car was that fast. My car ain't fast. I'm just quick.
Hey, running there. Hey, running there.
Yeah.
It's Kev, man. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I was trying to take care of some business and stay on the show, too. But, running back, you, as an unbeliever, I would say, you just stuck your finger in Tony's ass, huh?
Yeah. He's still trying to pull it out.
Well, congratulations, man. You deserve it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Keep up the good work, man. Don't let them boys suck you in something stupid. You know
Thunder Valley Saturday, and I'm not going to let them sucker me into doing something stupid. I know what it is. I've been racing for a long time, and I know what the deal is. You know, and I've seen a video of Tony's car. I know what it'll do. And if I had left him sitting in the tree and sicked the foot of him the way I did, he would have sucked me right on up, man. But I got away from him, and I'm not going to let him sucker me into nothing stupid down there.
Oh yeah. That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna try and suck you back on some get back, and he's gonna a cowboy and get in your face, talking about, oh man, you didn't give us no get back, and it's gonna make you get frustrated, and they're gonna really try and set you up. I know I told him right, because they was down in Alabama, I got in his ass and told him. I said, cowboy, I said, well, be on the 15th, and I'll take care of that case to boot too.
Yeah, if he don't give me the race that I want, then he gonna wear that ass with him for a while.
Right, that's what make news. He don't respect you, man. Hey, I did a couple guys like that. Be MF and everything. Yeah, okay, well, you know, you gonna wear the ass him for a while.
Yeah. If he don't give me the race that I want, that I think it'll be a good race, then he gonna wear the ass whipping for it. The boy told him Sunday up at a custom tease thing that running back you make you wear a race for a year. You know. I mean, if he wanted back that quick, he'd give me the race that I want, that I think I got a chance of winning. You know, I ain't got no big block. I got a small block, one car for race, one stage of night. You know, if he give me the race that I think I have a chance of winning, he'll get it. But if he don't, he gonna wear it for a year.
Yes, sir.
Well, can somebody tell me what I gotta do to get Trigger Reed to get that car together by Saturday?
Come give me some fucking help. Shit, you ain't gotta do nothing but give me some help.
If you gonna race, I come to tomorrow night and work on the all night for you to get you the track Saturday, because it's gonna pay off. I guarantee it's gonna pay off.
Hey, as long as you work on it all night, we be all right, because I can't.
Yeah. Hey, Troy, what you doing tomorrow? We did it last week. I'm going to try it again.
Hey, but look, I want to say one thing. Now, Tony Bine go all around the world racing people. Every time Tony Bine win, he got a video on the internet. Now, Tony Bine took an ass whooping about me. I ain't seen a video yet by Pro Stock Joe or Endicott.
Let me ask you a question. Who was out there videotaping? Was it Joe out there?
Pro Stock Joe and Endicott.
Okay, I'm gonna call Joe's ass tonight after this show and read my hole in his ass.
Yeah, do that.
Joe know me real good. I help him out from time to time when he comes to the track.
Right.
That
okay.
Ain't right.
I tell you what, I know and I haven't seen, he beat Virginia Slim, there was a video there. I beat his ass. I ain't seen no video. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I get on Joe's ass. I get on Joe's ass tonight. So, man, you need to put that up. See, this is what we're talking about. See, what these guys is doing, some of the videographers, they only want to take the big races. What about
right.
The average guy who raced and put a something on Tony? You know what I'm saying? Or just vice versa. I said, ain't no racing at this track. Man, there's plenty of racing at this track if you go ahead and videotape. The small guys racing, the guys out there racing for 1,000 to 500, they racing
right.
All day.
Right.
You know,
I
guy for you, I mean, you said the instructor to Tony, that should have been on there, dude. That's wrong.
Right. That's what I say, you know. Any other time anytime Tony Bine run anybody, it's on the video, it's on the internet. I run Tony Bine. Right. I was the first one to run Tony Bine. Kicked his ass. I ain't seen nothing out of Pro Stock Joe. I seen the write-up he put on, you know, but I want to see the video.
Right. Indica should put it up. Belushi, just take Indica a couple of days, don't it, guys? Joe know Indica. Have Joe call Indica. Long Island Joe call him.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
I'm about to send Pro Stock Joe a message right now.
Send him
a message. Tell
him
that ain't fair,
That shit ain't right.
As this word go, we want to smell them. We want to see them funky ribs.
That's it. We want to see them funky ribs.
I seen the video of the three races that he won. He beat the boy to Green over, too.
He's an objective reporter. He's supposed to let know. That's just like the same with Mississippi Jonah came here last year. And Kevin the Plumber whooped Gangsta Boo.
Right.
They put it up here. They had to put it up. You know what I'm saying? But they had to put it up.
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong now. Pro Stock Joe got on his talk show, and he talked about every race that Tony Bine ran. And he was really after when they showed the video, when they was messing with Virginia Slim. And they egged him on until Virginia Slim said, hell, let's do this, you know, and gave him what he wanted, you know. But I just don't feel that it's right that they, you know.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, they pick and choose what they want to put on there. You know, they beat Virginia Slim. Yeah, you know, but I beat them. I want to see the video.
Right. You're 100% right, man, because, I mean, it's only fair. That's what we've been talking about on Saturday nights on our show, is saying that the guys, even though, you know, why aren't you guys videotaping the guys? Y'all saying they're racing, but, hell, we've seen racing all day. If you go over there and watch, the, you know, some of these, you know, I just call them the average Joes, you know what I'm saying? If you watch them race, everybody waiting on the, you know, the big dogs to race. And then they're going to say ain't no racing going on.
Yeah, and then when the big dog race, if they lose, you don't see the video.
Right. So they didn't show where you stumped the hole in Tony's ass. That's wrong.
Right. I want everybody to see I stumped a hole in his ass. I want him to see I stumped a hole in his ass, too.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Trigger Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So after we win this race Saturday, I guess we're going to bring that belt on back to Virginia.
Well, only thing I can tell you is if you happen to win, and y'all can take it home, but you had to bring it back to defend it.
Well, and, y'all might not want to come back and we turn around your ass this weekend.
And by the time you come back to defend it, I will be race ready. And best thing I can tell you is y'all won't be taking it home. Again, I wish I can do it this weekend, but
if you don't think it's going to be in our way, well, we got smooth sailing.
Hey, Pete.
Huh?
You know, you've been talking for a while, and we're going to get it on sooner or later. Now, you know I got my small cubic and small block in my car. Now, I got a big cubic and small block sitting over there on the motor thing. Now, you know if you beat me with my small engine, you got to give me another reason.
I don't care which one you put in there. I'm going to bust your ass over.
I'm going to skin your ass up, boy. You know what Virginia Slim told J.C.? Ain't no boy gonna whoop me.
God, man, hey Rick, man, you just spoiled my fun. I was coming Saturday just to get on your ass. I'm gonna get your ass in the first time session. I think you said it's gonna be 3:30 or 4:30. I was coming just specifically to get you the first round.
Well, look. All I can tell you is, when you come over there, we settle on some stiffs and how we're going to run this race. It's on. I mean, if you make it attractive to me, we're going to get it on. I don't care if you got an 800 cubic inch motor. You give me what I want, and you say, okay, we going to work.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, run about. We're going to bring that belt on back to Virginia.
Yeah.
Put
them
in all kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring on
that. Hey, we were shooting off of that back at one, too. We had a little mishap, but we had him on the ropes there.
Bring on back down so we can pause it up real good before we had to take it back.
Yeah, there you go.
He will not. Pete and J.C. Richardson will not bring no belt from Maryland back to Virginia. Let me tell you that.
Hey, Trigger. Trigger, we're going to skin you like a squirrel, cub.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you, it's not going to happen.
If I go and do it like I want to, y'all might not let us come back. So I'm going to go ahead and take it easy on y'all and keep it close. all that shit that you got with last year, didn't I tell you that shit was done? I told you I said a change is going to come because if some things happening, well.
Hey, Pete.
The plan
hey,
is in full effect.
Hey, Pete. Pete, can you hear me?
Ain't nothing you can tell me, but
Pete, be quiet and tell the truth. It ain't nothing that you got to do with it. Tom Tillman is the one who making the moves.
Hold on. Well, you right here, man. Tom Tillman race car.
Okay. All right. Shush now.
Hey, Trigger Rigger.
Yes, sir.
Is Long Island Joe on the line?
He should be. Long Island Joe, you still there? I hope he's still there.
Hey, Trigger Rigger, I got a question for you.
What?
How you think he got over there?
How do you think JC got over there?
Yeah.
That I don't know. But from the story that I was told, he ended up there and Tom told him that he didn't let everybody in the world fuck with his car.
Oh, Johnny.
And now that he's here, he's going to fix his car. But wherever you go, you got to put me on blast. Now, that's just the bird that landed in my ear. I don't know if it's true or not. That's just what
I
heard.
I don't know about it. I do know he did mess with the rest, and then he came over to the best. And before that. You see the verdict. You already seen it for your own eyes, sir. You see it. So you ain't blind.
I could be. I mean, you know, Tom ain't never got time for me, so you know, I'm a little outside the box. You know what I mean? So I got to deal with the good old boy network and.
Yeah, see, you hard headed. So you don't listen. I could get you over there, so they put a phone call away. But you hard headed. You ain't gonna listen.
Yeah, I mean, see, you know.
See, if I get all y'all over there, then we gonna have no advantage.
Listen to this. You hold no precedence, okay? So you're not even relevant right now, okay? I know past tense people. Well, I could get the Tom. I got Tom's number. I know people that's been dealing with Tom before y'all even started dealing with Tom. But Tom is a busy man, so I don't bother Tom. You know, I deal with who I can deal with.
Do you know how long that we've been dealing with that man?
Here recently, not very long.
Over 10 years.
Let me say this. Hold on, let me grab my phone. Let me get this shit right. Hold on.
We started dealing with him with short dog.
Hold on. Let me get my phone back on me. Off me. Troy Henderson may have been dealing with Tom for some time. I'm finna tell you. Because I ain't new to this. Troy Henderson may have been dealing with Tom Tillman for some time. You, Kenny Beecham, Gene Stevenson, J.C. Richardson, all y'all just started fucking with Tom Tillman.
Hold on.
I've been knowing about Tom Tillman.
Hold on, I've been dealing with Tom Tillman ever since Troy been dealing with him. So, when me and Troy went there together.
You known about Tom Tillman. You ain't been dealing with him. But we pass all that. You know what I'm saying?
Who you think work on my car?
Who think work on your car?
Yeah, like, no, I've been driving it for over 10 years now. Who you think work on the chassis of that car?
You're not in that position. That's all fall under Troy. You see what I'm saying?
You can make it fall or you want to make it fall. But anyway, spend that money.
Hey, look. I'm actually I'm getting a kick out of it right now. I can't fucking
wait.
I'm getting a kick out of this right now because I can't fucking race. It's hurting the shit out of me.
Somebody,
yeah, it's hurting the shit out of me that I can't pick up my motor till tomorrow and I can't get my motor in my car and race Saturday. So I done come to the track Sunday. I watched all of y'all have fun racing Saturday. Here it is, another week come by. I got finally my motor ready, but I won't be able to get ready to go out there and have no fun this weekend. So all I can do is talk shit.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm trying to tell you, please listen to what I'm telling you, Pete. Do you hear me? Listen to me real closely.
I'm all here.
The race that y'all had with Scoop was a very nice race. It was tight. It was competitive until JC had his problem. But JC is in the fucking way. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I don't have nothing compared to neither one of them. But JC is in the way. Do you hear what I'm saying?
All y'all got the same motor, that's what they say. Now we ain't got to
say that.
That's what they say. It is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker could tell me I'm working for the FBI. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Hey Rick, well, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm an everyday. I'm an everyday working man that works in the barbershop and cut hair. That got to make his money inch by inch, little by little. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm with you, bro.
It hurt me more than it too. I'm planning on figure out how I'm gonna spend that money that we gonna win.
In all honesty, Pete, y'all guys are good competitors, and as I said a little while earlier, I'm a competitor. I like competition. It doesn't matter if it's class racing or if it's competition.
You know what I'm saying? If I had a car ready when Troublemaker was here on the 4th, I'd like to run Troublemaker. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, I ran into the wall due to whatever happened with the Camaro. You know, but it is what it is. We be back soon with that car. My car about to be ready, so we should have both cars ready here shortly.
We're both on the same day.
It's just I gotta wait. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, well, like you said with that class y'all run. We was sitting around talking one day. I said, man, let's try that. He told me to call a man, check on it, whatever, get straight. So, man, it's just something to do. But to me, like you said, it's competitive.
Let me tell you with that, Pete. Let me tell you something with that. I don't know how much class racing y'all do, but through all in all, with racing in general, that's the most fun that y'all will have. If y'all like competition and you like being competitive, y'all will have fun. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Oh yeah,
that's why I put class racing over top of grudge racing, because class racing is fun. You can talk a little shit, but you know the rules are there. You're going to do what you're going to do, and everything is already in place. With grudge racing, you got to deal with so much bullshit, this and this and that and all. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of shit that goes along with grudge racing. But that class racing shit, man, that shit is sweet.
Yeah, hey, I ain't going to lie. When we had Troy's car class racing, we had our most fun doing that when he was class racing and going to the doing that racing like that with his car. Man, you know, just lovely. You know, so, hey, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to do a little bit of both. But we're coming Saturday, trying to have a good time, hopefully win a little bit, try to win that money, win that belt. If not, we try next time, try it again, but, hey, you don't know what's going to happen until you try. If you'll never put your feet in the water, you can never get burnt.
Right. Well, y'all boys have a good night. I'm out for the night.
Hey, Brian, but look, man, I appreciate you coming on.
Just to say a few words to you, Brian,
I think you're undercover, but I have never met you in person, but I've been told a little something about you, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll keep that to myself for right now. Maybe I can get your number from Monster or something like that and holler at you later, but you ain't no spring chicken to none of this shit that is going on.
We just do what we do.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Kev. You putting the boo back together?
Yes, I am. I'm picking up the mold in the morning.
Okay. Hey, someone called me today. Trying to do some G-body thing. I'll call you with the patient info tomorrow.
Okay, that'll work.
So somebody asked me about you, but I didn't think you had the car back together yet.
Well, as I told Donye, you know, I had some people, and Boogie even made this. You know Boogie, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Diana. They're gonna be doing something in the South. They're trying to get together. I think business.
No, well, I'm just asking. You know, they got Boogie from up Chicago, right?
Yeah, I think I know Boogie.
All right, loudmouth dude.
Was he with the brown skin guy?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. He made a point of telling me that there are many people in Chicago and Detroit that know me. And
so,
with that being said, I got plenty of sponsors in Chicago and Detroit that want me to come out there just to peel his wig. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to look forward to diligently trying to make it to this race on the 15th up there. And like I said, with that being said, you know, they really look forward to me coming out there. So
they came here. He came to my backyard. Now I got to come to his backyard. It's just it's only fair.
Well, for any of the guys, let them know, man. You can go to US 131 in Martin, Michigan. It is premier track. It's the state of the art track. If you want to see the one of your fastest times, that's the track to be at. So you can look up right in that US 131 in Martin, Michigan. I'll text the address to you tomorrow, Rick. I promise you. I'll text that address to you. But that track is not no junk-ass track. Having about a quarter-mile shutdown. You got, it's wide as hell. It's all cement. Aluminum bleachers. Place is brand new. It's only been redone about 8 years ago.
Yeah, actually, that's what you got. They hold the ADRL races at, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mike Hill's supposed to be bringing a car up here, a couple of Pro Mod cars up here. They're doing something up here that weekend, too. You know, everybody wants to try this track.
And that is June the 15th, right?
June the 15th. You can come here on the 14th and test and tune. We're going to test and tune all day, and we're going to barbecue. And then we know some of the guys want to get back that Saturday or early Sunday morning. So, you know, we got you bring the kids. We're going to have, all the blow-up things for the kids to jump on and all kind of stuff we're going to have for them. Matter of fact, the flyers just got done today. I'll pick them up tomorrow, Rick, and I'll express you something out there.
Please do without forgetting.
Rick, you know my mind is for forgetful, man. Driving this truck and trying to make these appointments on time, everything else. Just please remind me if I miss you. But I got you on my mind, and I'm going to make a note right now. Just walk in the house.
Hey, we in the same boat, bro. I mean, you know, you're doing your job. I'm trying to do my job. Like I said,
I know I was supposed to call Long Island Joe, and I ain't called him yet, man. I've been just ripping and running.
It really hurt me to not run Don Ye this weekend, and especially after seeing him do the race with William Brown and that whole shindig of what went down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, his car looked good. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna take nothing from him. His car looked good. It looked phenomenal on a set of 29 inch tires. But
mm-hmm.
Knowing what I know with what I have, it wasn't very impressive. It wasn't like a Scotty G pass. It wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Scotty G was out there on the same tire, 29 or drag radios. And for those that's in the racing community, they know what Scotty G's car has been on a set of 29-10-5. So Don Ye's pass wasn't on that caliber, but he was very – his pass looked very good.
Right.
Again, I can't take that away from him, but
did they put those videos
his pass,
up?
His
they
pass
up?
Did not scare me one bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever get a pass up of Scoot and JC's pass? Is there a video up for that?
That I don't know. Monster, are you still there? Do you know if they put a pass up of JC and Scoot's pass up? Monster might have dropped
off. And something to keep in mind about Scoot is he's a new driver and he's doing a real good job, you know, but JC's been driving for years and this is Scoot's second year in a car.
Yeah, Scoot. I can't lie. I don't know what that car run, but whatever it run, Scoot is handling the hell out of that Camaro.
Oh, there ain't no question.
It squat and go.
I don't think you could put anybody in there to do a better job than what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And for the way that car runs. And the team that he has behind him and expertise, I don't think you can ask for anything better. He may be a beginner, but looking at him, you would think Scoot been in the car for a minute, and you
yes,
think
sir.
He was a veteran. So I asked him, and Brian, you know, because I asked both of y'all while y'all was standing right there, while I was standing right there in front of y'all at the trailer, you know, could y'all get on the show. It would have been nice if Scoop could have got on. I don't know what he had going on, but positive young black man, you know, doing something great he liked to do, you know, something that I would assume that his dad got him into, and he's doing good at it. I mean, you can't knock that. And he can only get better. You know what I mean? He will learn the tricks of the trade, all the little.
And we don't have a whole lot of time with testing the car. We're going to try to get out and do a good bit more testing before the next race, and you know, hopefully we can have it to where it looks a lot better, you know, by the next time we're out with it.
Well, I mean, you saying look a lot better. I mean, in the last few showings, I done saw the car. It hasn't looked bad. So, I know as a tuner, you know, you got a ballpark and you got an area that you would like to see the car in, and you got certain criteria that you want to meet. But without knowing y'all game plan, I'm quite sure y'all ain't far off from the mark that y'all want to be on.
Well, that's the baby of George's and his whole bunch, you know that. But and we just got to put some more time with it, you know. And when we put some more time with it, you know, they better watch out, because you know, y'all know all about the Harlem shake up there. But when we get some testing with that thing, when that thing gets high gear, it's gonna do the Tony Wright shake.
Yeah. Now, hey, Brian, let me ask you this. Now one thing I have noticed is that y'all got a larger tire on the car than most. Do y'all do any class racing with the car, or is it primarily just a grudge car?
Well, I mean, we do some 10-5 stuff with the car. We haven't really had a lot of time to do anything with it. You know, we just stay stretched out so much with the ADRL stuff with the Pro Mod, you know.
I got you.
But no, we look for 10-5 races. We're trying to find 10-5 races. You know, every, you know, we look for them all the time. You know, to see if we can't get down there and run some of them.
So, all right, let me ask this. Even when I was over there the trailer talking to you guys, I didn't really look at the car. Does the car have a stock front frame in the front?
It does.
Okay, so it's a legal, legit outlaw 10-5 car.
That's right. But the only problem is, you know, we just can't stand the guys with the turbos and all that, because it's just, you know, it's just a little 632 in that car.
Well, I've heard that story before about the little old 632. But
we ain't supposed to highlight no numbers now.
I got you.
We ain't supposed to highlight no numbers.
We're not gonna say no numbers, but I've heard that story before.
But hey, I locked in with Troublemaker, and then when, you know, or not actually Travis and them, but one of the guys that was over there with him was wanting to bet that it wasn't a 632, and I bet him $1,000. And then after we run Travis at Capitol, you know, the guy, he didn't want to come over there because I was going to pull the head off of it up there to try it. But they didn't want to do that. But it's a 484 bore space 632, and anybody that wants to put up a deposit on it, we'll pull the head off and show you.
Oh, so that was you. Now, see, I heard that story, but I heard it was Troublemaker that said that people were saying
it,
that he didn't have a 632.
They was talking about it wasn't this or wasn't that, and I just told them, I said, you know, that little four, that's a bad little 484 motor in that car. You know, but we'll pull the, if somebody wants to put up a deposit, we'll pull the head off of it any time they want to see.
Okay. That's what's up.
If we had one of them big motors like them other boys, I mean, it'd be a buy run every time we let go of it.
Right.
Right. Well, I can't argue with you.
like I said, the story that I heard, it was said that Troublemaker was said that he didn't have a 632, and everything that you just said was on him. But
it, I mean, it might have been him. If you said him beside me, I wouldn't know him anyway. I mean, I know that it was one of the guys that was over there with him, and I told him that I pulled the head off of it, and they didn't want to put the deposit up. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to believe a 632 run like that either if I had a big 800-inch motor that just got out run by it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess me personally, you know, I appreciate y'all coming down here. I mean, y'all have a beautiful car. I would love to compete against you guys. I don't know if I can, but that's all I have is a 632 in my car. But again, you know, I would love to compete against you guys and try my hand. So if I got to wait till August, I got to wait till August.
Well, we'll be at that Fayetteville race that Monster Nymph's coming down to. I don't know the exact date of it. But we'll be at that race at Fayetteville that they're coming down to. So we've got to get the hood scoop repainted and everything on it. Or we're actually putting a new hood scoop on it. And, you know, have some spots touched up on it. The backfire didn't hurt anything with the motor. You know, luckily he had the throttle open when it backfired, so it just coughed out through the carburetors and didn't hurt anything.
Right, right. Okay. Hey, Brian, do you mind explaining to those who don't know what happens in that situation like that?
You know, when the guy took off from the start line, you know, I was just going to push the car back and just stage it up again because we were going to try to make I turned the car up a good bit because every round we've ever made on the car pretty much has been in a race. You know, we might have went to the track testing with it two or three times, you know, but we've never made a whole lot of test hits with it. So I knew that we had the race won. The only way that he could win the race was if we hit the wall or across the center line or red lid.
Right.
So I turned the car up and I put a little bit more fuel in it, and and when he went up on the trans brake, it just, you know, it I guess you could say it just flooded out because he just matted it a little bit too fast maybe, or I'm not sure, but it flooded out and cut the car off.
Right.
And then this guy next to us, after the car cut off, he's going to just take off, you know, when his transmission was supposed to be broke. So I told Scoot to hurry up and start it back up, and, you know, because he was just coasting down through there, and he was going to go back around him. And when he went to start it up, you know, I didn't think anything about telling him to cut the nitrous off because usually you don't mash it down to the floor to start it up, but somehow the wide open throttle switch got hit, and it just shot a little bit of nitrous in there, and when it hit the ignition, it just backfired and coughed back up through the carburetors.
Okay. Okay. But that is for those who don't know, you know, when you have the car cut off on the start line and they try to start it and it backfires through the carburetor. That's what the sequence of events are.
Usually you can start it back up if it just shuts off like that because you hadn't let off the trans brake and it hadn't shot anything in there. But when you pack the gas and all that, and if any nitrous does get shot in there, you just got to turn it over a little bit without ignition on, and then that'll just clear all the nitrous that's in the combustion chamber and cylinders. It'll clear all that out of there where it won't backfire.
Right.
So, because if he would have had the his foot off the gas truck turning it over when it backfired like that, I mean, it'd probably blew the carburetors off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate you explaining that.
But luckily everything was cosmetic on that. You know, it could have been a lot worse than what it was, and, you know, nothing got burned up or, you know, nothing got hurt too bad. We're just going to replace the hood and the hood scoop on it, and we should be back in business here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, it messed the hood up?
Yeah, it split the hood a little bit on the middle part of it. So we're going to change the hood out, maybe just change the look of it a little bit, and I think he was wanting to put a different hood scoop on there, so we'll see what we can work with it and hopefully get back out there as soon as possible.
I got you.
Well, again, I appreciate you giving the fans on the phone a tidbit of what goes on when you have a nitrous backfire and your car cuts off on the start line, what all goes on, and what could possibly cause you to have a backfire when your car cuts off and then you try to start it back.
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's always good.
That was real interesting, man. I was listening to that. That was real interesting to know.
Yeah, it's a real good rule of thumb, you know, if you got a nitrous car and it shuts off on the line, just to turn your ignition off and just spin the motor over, you know, several times and then turn your ignition on, you know, and then just if you got any doubt in your mind, there's some in there. That's the best thing to do.
That's the best thing to do is just spin the motor over without the ignition on.
That's right.
Yeah, well, also shutting the valve off and purging the nitrous out the line and then spinning the motor over.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Well, you know, Rick, I'm just stepping to that this year, so that's good to know, guys. I learned something. I really did learn something, guys. Oh, Ricky, you in trouble now, man.
Yeah, well, hopefully you don't have no backfires on the start line, but if you do, you know, turn your nitrous off, purge it out, spin the motor without the ignition on,
mm-hmm.
spin the motor over a few times without the ignition on, and then spin it over and hit the ignition and start the motor up. Then, you know, you eliminate all those possibilities of nitrous or fuel or being in the intake or in the motor that could ignite, that could cause that massive backfire.
Right.
And in Scoot's case, when it backfired, it sounded like somebody shot a gun off.
It was a real loud explosion.
I was reading an article the other day, and a guy was saying, you know, if you hurt your motor, or, you know, you should always put a trans out, have a trans convert looked at, you know, because it could have, you know, shocked the transmission or, you know, did something in the driveline. And I was trying to tell Butt Necker that because he had a problem with his transmission when he was down in Alabama. But, yeah, I guess if you got money like Butt Necker do, you can afford that. Has anybody ever heard that?
I don't
before?
Know. I don't think I got money like Butt Necker. Name like Butt Naked sound like you got a whole lot of money.
Yeah,
you
nice bro, Butt Naked all the time. Butt Naked all the time is why you got a lot of money, probably.
Right.
Yeah, he got a real nice car.
All right, guys, well, we 32 minutes past on the show, and I guess it was an interesting show this evening, and you know, Brian Watson, I appreciate you coming on again. I've been giving a little information. I like to talk to you one-on-one, Brian. I don't think your last name is Watson, but from what I've been told. But, again, I like to talk to you offline and see what's the real deal. Kevin, I appreciate you coming on. Troy, Long Island Joe. We had Big George on. I don't know what happened with Big George. Maybe I didn't get to him in time. If I didn't, I'm sorry. Big George had an excellent race where he came out victorious over Kenny Beecham Sunday. Big Sexy, he got a race going on in Darlington. We got a race going on in Capital Saturday. Capital Raceway was on the line. I never got to them. They were supposed to get on and talk about the improvements and upgrades that they've done to Capital Raceway with the starting system and the Christmas tree and stuff like that. I do apologize for not getting to them in a timely fashion, but you know, trying to give everybody a certain amount of time to speak, sometimes it doesn't happen. But I think all in all, you know, through the competition and the racing that went on this weekend, everybody had a good time. We was all able to socialize with no problems. Everybody enjoyed their weekend wherever they were, whether it was at the VMP at William Brown's race, whether it was at Capital Race, I mean,
Maryland International Raceway at the Larry T. Custom Tees race or whatever, or whether it's going to be this weekend at Capital Raceway at the Pro Mile race and the 10-5 race. We live for racing. That's what we do. I don't know who that's talking, but I'm going to let everybody get off the phone. Everybody get off the phone because it is late. I see the Virginia guy Saturday at Capital Raceway. And we'll come back Thursday.
You can get my number from Monster or from Foxy or whoever that was and just give me a shout.
Yeah, I'll get your number from Monster and give you a call, Brian.
All right, man. Well, y'all have a good night.
Now, I appreciate you calling on once again.
All right, Trey, you be good, man.
All right, Kevin, and with that being said, Miss Foxbody, you can shut it down. Everybody have a wonderful weekend and be safe.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.